Hello, good morning, welcome to the English program. It is March the 8th. My goodness, I can't believe we had a meeting this week. And, yesterday. And we're looking at what our plans are for English at the university. And we're doing today, this is great news this, we are using the program Lie to Me. And all the sort of because this is, although it says, you know, this is fictional, blah blah blah, it's true. there's a real doctor and or a real professor, and a lot of this of the things that you see in Lie to Me are based on real life, and the whole sort of micro expression, facial expression thing is a real science. This is a real science, and we're looking at this today as part of my lesson plan, which I've put together for English today at the university. So I'm quite excited by this. Lots of things to sort of talk about, and I've been sort of planning this for a while. Well, apart from teaching at the university, I'm teaching at the Teachers' Centre as well. So I've done it already at the Teachers' Centre. And I'm sort of fine-tuning the lesson plan, trying, you know, sort of chucking out the bits that don't work, keeping the bits that do, trying to sort of change it around and everything. So we have that today, 1 o'clock, which is I'm quite looking forward to. And we shall be doing that and doing the two truths and a lie and all different things, all parts, all around the theme of the program with Tim Roth, Lie to Me. So I'm looking forward to that. So we've got a great day today. And I just can't believe it's next week. You've got St. Patrick's Day and everything. Of course, today, big day today, apart from us doing this Lie to Me thing, it's also Pancake Tuesday. Yes, happy Pancake Day. Shrove Tuesday today. So you've got Ash Wednesday tomorrow, the beginning of Lent, and this is the time when we have to decide what things we're going to give up. So I've thought long and hard about this, haven't I, Pilar? And I've got to be completely honest with you, I do not know what I'm going to give up. I'm thinking maybe chocolate, but then, well, the idea, you know the idea, you have to give up something that you can live without, but something which won't sort of drive you, you know, spur. Because so it can't be something that you rely on too heavily. Can I give up chocolate? Is a bit of a tricky one. I've got to be honest with you. I'm thinking, you know, I could just be, you know, awkward and give up eating sprouts or something, I suppose. I shall have a think about it. I have to have a think about it because if I'm going to give it up for 40 days... Well, the idea is you give it up and then after 40 days you think, well, you know what, I don't need this, so I shall carry on without it. So maybe crisps, because I do eat crisps and I shouldn't. And Doritos are very... Well, no, we can't mention brands here. But, you know, those, like, triangular-type crisps are I've never liked them, but when I see someone eating them, I can't resist asking for one. So I think maybe I can give up crisps. So no more crisps. Chocolate is a bit controversial for me. I do tend to talk a lot about when I'm on a diet. You know when I'm on a diet because I'm quite grumpy. So... We shall look into that one. I don't have an awful lot of time left, but I think maybe I shall give up something. I've just got to think of what it will be. In the meantime, Pancake Tuesday. Yes, we shall be doing our pancakes later tonight. That's our main meal today, I think. So we shall be doing that. I was surprised that most people here don't really eat pancakes. They sort of eat crepes, but it's well known that it's a French thing, so they eat it as a sort of French delicacy or whatever. But pancakes, not particularly popular here in Spain. Every village has its own sort of traditions and things, and well, I've got mine, and it's pancakes. So today I shall be having pancakes. That's after we do the thing at the university. This is the English program. It is Pancake Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday.